Canadians weigh some 800 pounds of food per year, while Newfoundland and Labrador has one of the highest rates of food insecurity among all Canadian provinces. Now, for the last couple of years, FoodRescue.ca has been working on an app helping to get food to those who need it most in the province. Leah White is the first representative in all of Atlantic Canada and is head of operations for FoodRescue.ca Newfoundland and Labrador. I caught up with her in St. John's.
Just tell us a little bit about this new app.
Yeah, absolutely. So the app has actually been around for a couple years now. Second Harvest is a Toronto-based company that is about 35 years old. Their online platform is foodrescue.ca. In light of COVID, obviously things changed. It was supposed to be about a three-year program to implement across Canada. And instead of 3 years, it's been happening in about 3 months, which is absolutely wild. But it is an app that is free to use for donors and for agencies. We have lots of agencies signed up already in Newfoundland and Labrador, which is wonderful. So now we just need some donors to sign up to get this program underway.
So you mentioned there how things really ramped up in the last 3 months. How is that trying to deal with that at such a quick speed?
So I am so fresh to this role, but we have such an incredible team based in Toronto, based in BC, all over Canada, really, that has been helping with this program just ramp so fast. People much smarter than myself at logistics and things like that. But yeah, it's like I'm the first representative in all of Atlantic Canada. We're going to be hiring another person out for the Maritimes as well. But it's pretty exciting that of all the provinces, Newfoundland and Labrador is the first one on the map, really.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about next as well, was how does it feel to be the first from here in this province, but as well in all the Atlantic provinces?
It's really exciting. I think a lot of the times in Canada too, Newfoundland and Labrador gets forgotten about sometimes. And it's just so exciting that we are really the first ones putting it on the map out here in Atlantic Canada. I'm stoked to be here, and I'm stoked to make this program really fly.
So how long until you think we might see some growth?
So at this point, we do have a few really exciting announcements coming up later in the week. I can't really touch too much on that, but if you do take a look at the website, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening. Obviously, in light of COVID, there have been some different programs that have been starting too. So we're hoping in the next few months, it really starts to ramp up quickly. We already have some donors signed up. Big shout out to Green Farm NL being our first live donation, which we're really excited about. But we're definitely going to be starting to look for some bigger players to get this program underway.
So we know that the average person wastes, I believe it's about 800 pounds of food per year, or the average household. How is this program going to help people while limiting waste?
So our mission is no waste, no hunger. Essentially, we're really trying to reroute that good unsold food and take it away from being in landfill and putting it on plates for people and in the mouths of hungry people. Now that is a huge thing. I think it's just a total win-win. We want to feed hungry people, and we want to get that food out of landfill, which causes a massive amount of greenhouse gases. And at the end of the day, there's just, I don't know, it's just a win-win.
So is it kind of surprising, I guess, that people waste, you know, that much food, and that food that does get wasted, because a lot of times it might sit past the expiry date or whatnot, but food that can be wasted, that can actually still be used by other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you'll see in grocery stores, you know, those 50% off stickers, stuff like that. A lot of the times the food is perfectly good. It's perfectly good to be eaten. A lot of the times we have really good resources about best before dates and stuff like that. And what you can do with food, you can freeze it and it lasts way longer. But a lot of the food that is thrown away is totally edible. It's totally good to be consumed. I've worked in the service industry pretty much my whole life, and I can tell you for a fact that a lot of the food that gets thrown out at the end of the night is perfectly good food that could easily be rerouted to an agency. So in that situation, say at the end of the evening, they realize they have X amount of loaves of bread or, you know, potatoes, they'll just post that online. An agency is going to get a notification, and they can accept the donation, go pick it up in the time frame that works best for the restaurant.
And Leah, let's say for our listeners who might be listening to this interview right now, how can they get involved as a donor?
As a donor, it's free to sign up. All you have to do is go to foodrescue.ca and sign up as a donor. The process is really easy. All you would need is, say, like a manager or an owner to kind of sign off. You could even have someone from a store as a person who wanted to do the program. The manager and owner doesn't really have to even be involved as long as they sign off on it. We could have a representative to post donations whenever possible. Really easy to use. It just kind of takes the guesswork out of stuff. And if you have someone that you're already giving donations to now, we can get you both on board. And it doesn't take that relationship away at all. It just kind of helps to ease the process. I'm really, really excited to be here. If anyone wants to reach out, my email is leahw@secondharvest.ca. Please feel free to shoot me an email. I'm always available to have a chat about the program if you have more questions.
Leah White, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you so much, Ben. Appreciate it.
That was Leah White. She is the first representative in all of Atlantic Canada for foodrescue.ca and head of operations for Newfoundland and Labrador, speaking about their new app helping to get food to those who need it most in the province.